picture on its way to your phone, and you'll see, disregard all of the grounding system they show there, okay? Just look at the wire going from their grounding system up and over. You'll see what I'm talking about.
It hasn't yet come in. Maybe I can reload this page and it'll come on in. Here, Bob, I got an Amazon ad, which I don't need. And, well, you're going to send that to my phone. Okay, I just got it.
Phone?
Yeah, my email.
Well, I can't get it to you on your email. That's why I had to send it to you on your phone. Well, it's not a JPEG, so if I save it, it doesn't allow me to do what I need to do.
And I'll save this. Will it turn sideways? Oh, yes. Yeah, I can about see it there with my itty-bitty eyes. Heavens, yes. That's a lot better, Bob. I appreciate that.
The wire goes straight up, as high as you can get it, and then it goes over. Hang on, Tom, I got a phone call here. Be right back.
For WHM monitoring.
In 4WHM in 0TR. Bill, Bob's on the phone in D7J, and he was filling me in on some details of making a 160-meter L with a folded, inverted L with a folded counterpoise. And boy, he's helped me understand that. That sounded very complicated, but it's not as bad as I thought, Bill. And Bob can break in any time. Go ahead, Bill.
I've been listening to the conversation, and it sounds like an interesting antenna, running it back and forth between those 4x4s and then up in a tree. So I would suspect the higher you can get it in that tree, the, like you said, the better. Import WHM.
N0TR ND7J.
Go ahead, Bob. That's Bill on the other end, by the way.
Down, did I step on someone?
Well, he's there, and you know, he's been listening to us, matter of fact. And Bill, just put it this way, he's got a lot of smarts. He runs the IT for the University of Georgia, so he probably understands a lot better than I do, Bob.
Which Bill are you talking about?
You know, we have a lot of Bills. N4WHM, take one, Bill.
N4WHM out of Hartwell, Georgia. Get on here occasionally and racked you with Tom and a few others. So, but I've been listening in, and that antenna sounds very interesting. So I'm curious to hear the rest of the story. N4WHM.
Bob ND7J here, and it does the job for me. I'm not saying it's the ultimate antenna. I mean, I don't have the space or the cash to build a four-square 160-meter transmitter or something like that. You know, 160 meters is 160 meters. It's very tough. I've been stuck at about 65, and I put this folded counterpoise up in place of the elevated radial system. I think it does work better, but again, you know, you work with what you have, but it's really just a about a 3/8 wave inverted L wire hooked up to an isolation transformer and a folded counterpoise. I sent Tom the pictures, but if you Google search folded counterpoise photos, there's one particular person there, K2AV, folded counterpoise details and support options. It's a very good picture that kind of will give you a very good idea of what I've done. And you got to be a little bit specific in the height. When you put these posts in the ground, you want the bottom wire 8 feet off the ground, and if you follow those directions, it will work. And then I cut my wire, and I cut it extra long, and I just kept, let me let it drop. I cut the wire for the antenna extra long and I put my analyzer on it, and I just kept trimming until I got to, I trimmed mine for FT8, which is, you know, 1.84, but it's still very usable below that and above that with a little bit of tuning, but it's resonant at 1.84. I think I'm like 1.2 or 1.3 or something.
Yep, sitting at my computer, I Googled that and looking at it now. That's pretty ingenious there, Bob. I found the one you were talking about. So, go ahead, Tom. M4WHM.
Hey, one second, okay, Tom?
Sure, go ahead, Bob.
Bill, if you look, that picture that you're probably looking at is, I believe, pretty close to the top of that page. But if you scroll down, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows, and then go over to the right, one picture. There's actually a video that you can look at that shows almost exactly what I've done here.
I'll see if I can get that to play.
Not a link for this YouTube video.
Good, because there's a whole bunch of them there, Bob. Google K2AV folded counterpoise.
No subject line, Tom. Just click on the YouTube link when you get it.
I'll send it to my email on that one, Bob, because it's easier for me on the computer.
Your computer. So, and Bill, were you able to find that YouTube?
On the K2AV site, I'm looking down the menu now to see if I can find it, but I don't see it right off. I'm on my phone instead of my desktop.
Well, no, it's not on that site. It's on the Google search page. So if you go on that Google search page where I showed you that, where that image was, if the first row and the first image is that picture that we've been talking about. But if you scroll down on that Google search site, let me count it again. One, this would be row 1, 2, 3, 4. Row 5, second picture from the left, is actually a YouTube video. And then you'll find that on the Google site.
Look for it.
Looking around to get it all put together. You know, it took me a whole day by myself. But, I mean, if I had, when Fred and I did his, it only took us a couple, 3 hours.
Yeah, Mom, I'll just save that in my favorites there.
Yeah, and either one of you, like I said, if you want to come over here and take a look at it, you might even look at it and get some ideas on how to even improve on what I've done.
Be most satisfactory, Mom. Where'd my favorite little star go? It's not on that YouTube, is it? Oh, well, I got to figure a way to save that one. I got it up there anyway, so I'll look at it before I go out to the chickens. And if I got any broken eggs because of the delay in me going out there, it's your fault.
Double them up, and there you go.
He just had, I've tried to teach him since he was young, and he just has no respect for his inferiors.
Yes, Dom, you a mess. I found that video, by the way, Bob, and played it for a few seconds. I'm going to save it and look at it here in a little bit. But, yeah, Tom, if you don't get those eggs in, they might freeze. And then Bernice won't be able to make you an omelet in the morning.
K4RM.
Go ahead.
Woman, I know Tom and Bob, and I think maybe Bill in there. Bob, were you telling Tom about the 160-meter inverted L like we put up here?
Roger.
Tom.
Well, thanks, friend. I know if it comes from Bob, I hate to admit this, it's got to be good. But I'll give him that one. Bob, how long are those 4x4s? They're, what, treated lumber and 4x4s?
Treated lumber, they're 12 feet each because you need about 2 feet in the ground, and that leaves you 10 feet sticking up, and you got to be 8 feet off the ground for the bottom of the folded counterpoise, and then you go back and forth, you know, with a little separation and what have you in there, And then you want to be able to mount the isolation transformer at the top of the middle one. So a 12-foot 4x4 is the ticket there.
Okay, a little slower. I was writing 12-foot each, and how far you stick it in the ground? You want 10-foot sticking up, and then you come down 2 feet. Is that correct?
Put 4x4, and you dig a hole 2 feet deep, and you put that in there, and then bury it in there, cement it in there, whatever. And that leaves 10 feet of wood sticking out of the ground. From the ground up 8 feet is where the bottom of the folded counterpoise is. And then so you go, you know, over from the left, from the right, to the middle, to the left, up, back, back, up, back, back. So you need a 12-foot, bottom line is you need a 12-foot 4x4 in the ground 2 feet.
Tom, you should have seen Bob doing the up, back, back, and the up, back, back up here.
And go ahead, Fred. He deserves anything he gets.
Because he had put one up at his house, and he helped me put this one up here, and it's quite a chore to put up, but it's worth it.
We don't want to leave you out.
I got nothing to add to this conversation. I'm just sitting here on the side enjoying the conversation. So y'all carry on. M4WHM.
KL4NUE.
Most of the time I will put my antennas up by myself, and I did put this inverted L with the folded counterpoise up by myself, but it's a whole lot easier if you have at least two people, because that copper clad wire, it's like trying to work with a frozen garden hose. Okay, it's tough, it's hard to bend, you can get it snagged up. The best way to do it is when you get this wire from Wireman, they've got it, you know, it's wound up in a coil. The best thing you can do is unroll all 180 feet of it or whatever it is, so it's just laying on the ground flat, and do it like that. If you try to do it any other way, it ends up getting all tangled, and which is how I did it the first time. If you use regular 14 gauge, you know, stranded wire, that will work. It's easier to put it together, but it don't last as long. That's what my first one was made of.
Well, I'm going to use that silky wire. I like it. It costs a little more, but it's got a coating on it, Bob. And you're the one who put me onto that. That picture on there looks like it's bare copper clad on this YouTube. I think that's about as hard-headed as that fella. Let me see. His name is Chad, KO4NUE. I think I heard a weak signal up there. Go ahead, Chad.
Oh, roger that. I've just been listening to you fellas. I'm probably in a bad spot, but I just wanted to ask Bob, did you say that was back, back, up, or up, up, back, down? I can't recall.
I don't know. If you look at the picture, I can send it to you. You'll see. And Tom, the wire that I use does not have any coating on it. It is solid steel, copper-coated wire. There's no plastic coating on it whatsoever. And that stuff is about as cheap as you can get at Wireman. I'm going to look it up. I'll pass it over to Fred, and I'll look it up and tell you how much it is. But it's the least expensive wire you can buy, and it's the toughest stuff. My 80-meter loop has been up there for I don't know how many years, and it's still standing and working strong.
I am on Nancy Mountain. Chad, when me and Bob put that one up here on the mountain, he did a combination of back, back, up, down, up, up, back, down, and any combination thereof you can think of.
I got it. You're lying, Chad. That's about like handling baling wire. Or mechanics wire, should I say. It always wants to fold back up on itself.
Guys, if you're interested in knowing, this is called 503 antenna wire. It's 12-gauge solid copper-clad steel, and it's only 22 cents a foot. Now, you can buy 14-gauge, which is only 16 cents a foot, or you can buy 16-gauge, which is 14 cents a foot. I opted for the 12 because I figured, you know, for a couple more cents a foot. So it was well worth it. And, I mean, you're looking at basically $22 per 100 feet. I mean, I don't think you can buy coated 14-gauge or 12-gauge wire for that.
HHN, last time I looked, was about $70, I think, or something like that. $59, $70, somewhere in that area. Yeah, you're right, Bob. That's not bad. Bill, you want to make one in 4WHM in 0TR.
And say hello to Chaz. Hadn't heard him in a month of Sundays either, which is partly my fault because I'm not on the radio, but I'm trying to get better at it. So, afternoon, Chad. Hope you're doing well. And, again, I'm just enjoying listening to the conversation. I'm waiting on the wife to get ready so we can go to town here in just a few minutes. So, I may drop out, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 to everybody. It was good to talk to y'all, and hope y'all have a great day. M4WHM. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, good to meet you, Bill. Enjoyed it. Come back anytime. ND7J. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, good to hear you, Bill. I haven't talked to you in a coon's age. And maybe Bernice and I can drive down there one of these days. We went down to Anderson the other day in that blinding rainstorm. And, I think I'd rather be flying combat missions in South Vietnam than I would be driving that in a rainstorm. Done both, been there. Anyways, it really sucked out there on that highway because they walk among us, shall we say. Go ahead, Mr. Chan, KL4NUE and 0TR.
UE. Now, Bob, I'm just picking at you, bud. I hope I didn't upset you or nothing. Just picking a little bit, but I heard the conversation and figured I'd jump in. I've been trying to get in touch with Tom the last week or so, several times. Couldn't get him, and just coming out of Rosman, North Carolina, and just have got to where I can hit the repeater. And I heard N0TR, and I said, well, let me hang around here for a little bit and see if I can talk to him for a few seconds. But y'all go ahead. I got another 20, 30 minutes to go. KL4NUE, go ahead. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, Chad, no, I knew you were just yanking my chain a little bit. No worries there. And you're really close to Fred in Rosman there. And just FYI, everybody listening, 400 feet of the 12-gauge solid copper-clad wire is $100. And 400 feet is more than enough to do the antenna and the folded counterpoise. Go ahead, Fred, ND7J.
In the group, K4RM. Very good. Well, Chad and Tom, I can tell you this. Whenever Bob and I put the 160-meter inverted L with the counterpoise up here on the mountain, I heard some words out of Bob's mouth that I didn't know existed in the English language. Go ahead, Tom.
Missing that. I'm a nice guy, Fred, and you know that. I wouldn't want it to rub off on a youngster like Bob. How much did you say 400 feet of that was, Bob? And then you pick it up.
$100 for 400 feet, so that'll do both the antenna and the faulty counterpoise. And, yeah, well, we struggled a little bit up there, as I did over here. Like I said, this is a little bit, probably one of the more difficult antennas to put up that I've put up here, and I've put up several. But having the launcher and having a second person, like I'd over at Fred's, we struggled a little bit, and there were some choice words, but we were not supposed to talk about that, though. I left those on the mountain.
Everybody?
Well, Bob, it's KL4NUE. So it's okay to have choice words, but was there any finger pointing going on while the choice words were being said? Because that has a tendency to accentuate the choice words.
No, there wasn't no finger pointing at humans, but I think I might have pointed at the wire or the posts a few times.
Well, that just that makes it worth it while right there. When you can point, that makes all those words useful.
Let me make sure I got it. The bottom line here is we got it up, and actually Fred's inverted L is a relatively good distance away from the shack. I'm not sure how many feet Fred can enlighten us, but it's back in a different part of his property. We've invaded Nancy Mountain with antennas quite heavily, thanks to Mary allowing us to have fun. Go ahead, Fred.
about 120, 130 feet away from the shack. But it does work well. We use it during the contest and, you know, for DXing, and it seems to work well. Hey, Chad, you said you were near Rosman. Where in Rosman were you?
To Rosman. There's one of my club members lives up on, I'd say 20 miles above Rosman, WD8RON. Needed some help with his antenna today. So up near Brevard, and I'm trying to get to Pickens, so I came through Rosman to get to Pickens. But spent the morning with him and helping with his antenna. Super nice guy. Really enjoyed the day with him. Over.
By the turnoff to come up to my place. If you came out of Rosman and was headed south on 178, you went about 3 miles from my mountain place. But we'll have to get you up here sometime when we're contesting and let you see us in action. You might enjoy it. But Bob is our crew chief, and he's responsible for all this stuff. Over.
Crew chief, I tell you that. Couldn't ask for any better. But I'm headed to deer camp now, and I'm going to finish. I've got me a hex beam. I'm trying to get up down here, and just been having a hard time with it. But hopefully I can get all the problems straightened out and start getting it up. Over.
I had two hex beams. I got one at my house in Piedmont. It works very well. Had one up here on the mountain, but the wind took care of it. So I went back with a bigger beam. I got that Force 12 XR5 10 through 20 meter beam up here that Bob was the crew chief on putting it up as well. And it works very well in our contesting. So we'll have a ball up here. Go ahead, Tom, pick it up and pass it around to Bob.
0TR. Chad, I'll just have to get you down here and help me out put this thing up because... I'm kind of retarded. I retired in my old age here, but the more I look at this, the more I'm convinced that's what I'm going to do. And I got a nice big 100-foot tree out there, so if you don't do it right, I got something to hang you by.
Well, I can't promise getting it right on the first time. You know, my motto is, if you can't get it right the first time, we can try the third time. Usually, about the third time, I can get it right. But if you need some help with it, Tom, you know all you got to do is ask. And I'm just going to let you know, too, me and Chris are developing a antenna launcher that goes on the end of M1 Garand with the blank cases. So we're getting hot and heavy on that so we can try to use that. So if you need some help with it, let me know. KL4NUE.
Uh-oh, that's not politically correct. You know, I'm from Kansas and we don't believe in guns up there. Hey, go ahead, Bob.
Array of antennas up at Fret, the Force 12 beam. We've got an 80 meter vertical with elevated radials. We got a 40 meter vertical with elevated radials. We got a 160 meter inverted L with a folded counterpoise, a 600 plus foot beverage. Did I miss anything, Fret?
You made a Carolina Wyndham.
Oh yeah, there you go. So we've done a lot of work up there to make the station workforce when we're contesting, and we do pretty good. I think we came in 10th overall last year on one or two of them, and we've done very well. I think we scored over 2 million points on one, and I forget what the last one was, but we've done pretty well, and we're fine-tuning everything. After each contest, we do a little fine-tuning in our operating skills, and everybody that has been part of the contest team has really come a long way developing their skills on the radio, so it seems to be working. But in any event, we have a lot of fun. We do a little bit of eating too.
Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad y'all are having so much fun with it. I like building my own, but I got a hex beam, and it was hit by lightning. So I have replaced all of the elements on it, and just now have got it to a point to where I think I'm ready to go up with it, but got a few more things to finish up on the tower. Over.
Several of those together. I put several of those up myself, and I've actually put a lot of beams up. I can't even believe I've been a ham for 9 years now. Over 9 years, it doesn't seem like that. But listen, fellas, I got to jump off here. It's been good. If any of you need to ask questions or whatever, feel free to call, email, whatever. And, Tom, when you get ready to do that, let me know. I think I'd probably take a ride. I could be bribed down there to help. It wouldn't take maybe a sweet roll or something, something like that, that Bernice might be able to find laying around. Of course, they probably don't last too long with you. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. Tom, have a good one. Fred, Chaz, everybody, have a good one. Hey to Bernice, and hey to Mary, and anybody else listening. ND7J, 73, all.
Okay, Mom. Well, yeah, I think you can wrap up some nice caramel nut rolls for you, and that might be a lot of fun, and she might even be persuaded to make some barbecue ribs and stuff out there, too, at the same time for the crew, but I might get Chad to drop over here and see what he thinks about all of this, and he's welcome anytime, and we'll as Larry the cable guy says, we'll get her done. And Bob, that was three anyways, accusing me of eating. Fred, you got a marvelous signal. Actually, it's a little tiny bit over deviated, but or modulated, whatever you want to call it. And I got caught here with Bob, and 30 minutes ago I was going to get out there and Bill, I was going to get out there to the chickens before the eggs get busted, but Bob said I can scramble them. So, Fred, you go ahead and pick it up, and I'll clear because I got to go. And then I think I heard Chandler in there, too, and maybe K-O-4-N-E can pick him up on the end of it there. K-4-R-M in 0-TR. Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it. And 73.
Go take care of the chickens, and I tell Bernice I said hello, and Bob, good to hear you, talk to you later, acknowledge Chandler, I'll pass it to Chad and then let him pass it on to Chandler. Chad, I got some spare parts on a hex beam, if you need any, get in touch with me, over.
I got, like I said, it was in pretty foul shape, and I got a machine shop. I straightened out about everything I need to straighten out on it, but I will keep you in mind, and I do appreciate the offer. I just got to get this tower issue straightened out, but I think I've got it figured out where I can get it up by myself. Over.
Hey, Chandler, come on in.
Good afternoon, Chad. Good afternoon, Fred. How y'all doing?
Says I'm finer than frog hair split three ways. How about you, Chad?
Good. I'm doing good. I slept good last night. Feeling pretty good today. And got to drop by up here at Liberty for a couple minutes and then head on back to the house. So I am at my destination, so I'm going to clear on out, fellas. 73's to y'all. If there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know. KL4NUE, y'all have a wonderful day. I'm clear.
Chad, when you give a minute, I have some questions about what you have
to do. I'm right here at the end of the road. What's going on, bud?
Because the ARS is turned on, and everything on the frequency is set from where it's supposed to be. But I can't transmit on 195, and I can't transmit on the Skyhorn frequency. We don't got to solve this right now, but I wanted to let you know about it so maybe we could be thinking about what I need to do. Okay.
AL4NUV, that's on the A2. Probably what you're going to have to do is just remember now, we talked about like a carrier is kind of like a shopping cart, right? You, just because you have a frequency or a carrier, you have to do things to that carrier to make it work. So if, say, 147.195 is your shopping cart, then you need to put an offset in the shopping cart, and you need to put a tone, a PO tone, on the shopping cart. But on a Yaesu, you will need to do all of that and put your frequency in VFO mode and push it over to memory. While you're in the memory mode, go ahead and add your PL and your automatic repeater shift in memory. And with a Yaesu, if you don't do it that way, it's not going to work. And have you downloaded the operational manual yet? Over. Follow it step by step. And what I normally do is the steps that I need to complete, you know, what you're doing, write them out on a piece of paper and get them out of the manual, because Yaesu's bad about having, well, I got to go to page 9 for this, and then I got to go to page 20 for that, and then I got to go to page 4 for that. So pull out in order what you need out of the manual and write it on a piece of paper in order. And then go and do it on the radio. But like I said, if you don't have all your items in the shopping cart, it's not gonna work.
Well, thank you, Chad. I'll do that. I appreciate it.
Roger that. I know it's aggravating, but you know, you're doing good. You gotta be in command of your station, though, and that's, you gotta go through this learning curve. That's just the way it is. Over. I'm gonna clear on out. Fred, you have a wonderful day. Chandler, you too, sir. It's KL4NUE 73. I'm clear.
Good to hear you. Take care. We'll talk later. Chandler, I need to run too. I'm a few on the mountain, and I got two or three things to do outside. But good to hear you. And you take care. We'll talk to you later. KL4WWZ, this is K4RM.
Thanks to you too,
Fred.
KL4WWZ.